الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we begin this evening what will be inshallah a series of lectures with regards to the clarification of the principles and fundamentals of calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usul al-da'wati ila Allah azza wa jal. But before we begin discussing the details of the subject, we will have a brief introduction. بإذن الله تعالى. And I refer the noble sisters to that which the great Imam and scholar of the Sunnah of our era has written as an introduction for the work of Abdullah al-Wadi'iyya حفظها الله تعالى, her work نصيحتي للنساء. And that great scholar is her father, Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i رحمه الله تعالى. And I will summarize that which is mentioned here as a reference for the sisters to return to and to benefit from. And the statements that we find here from Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, they're very powerful and beneficial with regards to the topic and the issue of the women being involved and diligent and learning and seeking an understanding and seeking knowledge of the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this introduction, Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that in our eras we see much trials with the women, much trials with regards to the affair of the Muslim women, and that the people there are in three categories in this affair. Two categories have been negligent, one going to extremes and one being extremely negligent, one transgressing the boundaries and going too far by giving her rights and allowing her to do as she wills and to mix in society freely without any fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any reins, and without being checked by the legislation and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until she has mixed with the men in the universities, in the jobs, in the occupations, in the schools, and in the classrooms, and in every field, and in every arena. And this is foul and a bad way. And the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he's blaming this affair. And on the other end, there were individuals likewise who are negligent with regards to the woman, the Muslim woman, and they have belittled her, and they have forbidden her from learning, and they have shown no concern for her and her cultivation and upbringing, and have left her to be neglected in her home, and no concern is given to her in her education and her cultivation and her deen and her religion. And likewise, this is a foul and a blameworthy way. And then he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala that the third group with regards to the affair of the Muslim woman, they're moderate. They're immoderate in this affair. And this is the issue that we read and we benefit from. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. And Shaykh Muqbil, he says, rahimahullah, wa qismun wasat. And there is a moderate group with regards to the woman. يَقُومُ بِتَعْلِيمِهِنَّ فِي حُدُولِ الْكِتَابِ وَسُنَّةِ. And this moderate group, they establish the education and cultivation, and they teach the woman. They teach the women in the limits of the legislation of the book and the sunnah. امْتِثَالًا لِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And this is in compliance to the statement of Allah the Most High. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Oh, you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. A fire that is fueled is men and stones. And he mentioned رحمه ta'ala to further emphasize this affair, to further emphasize the obligation and the right of the woman to be taught and to be educated and to learn the religion of Allah, to learn the deen of Allah and the tawheed of Allah, and to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to learn the methodology of the Salaf. He said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَمَا ثَبَتَ فِي صَحِيحَيْنِ عَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. And likewise, as an evidence for this, in their moderate way, that which has been affirmed and established in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Ibn Umar, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنُّهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَا. The Messenger of Allah, he mentioned, صلى الله عليه وسلم, كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. That all of you are shepherds and guardians, and you have authority, and you are in charge and responsible for those who are under your care. كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. And all of you will be held accountable for those who are under your care. So, the men, they have women under their care. They have wives, and they have daughters, and they have sisters. And it's incumbent for them to educate them and to teach them and to be concerned with their education and their cultivation. And the fact that the woman, she's concerned with learning her religion and becoming steadfast and upright upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is great benefit. There is great benefit for her personally, first and foremost, no doubt. And benefit for her family, and likewise for her society and the community that she lives in. And much good and rectification comes about by an upright woman and by a righteous Muslimah who is upon the proper creed and the proper belief and the proper methodology and the proper way, with knowledge and insight and proof and evidence. Much blessing and benefit will come from this woman by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, clarifying that the enemies of Islam, they are diligent. They are very diligent to misguide and to mislead the woman, the Muslim woman, with all different types of false calls and accusations. And this is a calamity, and he mentioned about this, rahimahullah, وَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That this is the case, that the women, they are faced with trials. Specifically, the men as well, but the women, they're a target. Because it is known that if the women are corrupted, then the household will be corrupted, and the children will be corrupted. And this is the goal of the shaitan and the enemies of Islam, to corrupt the woman, to corrupt the home, to corrupt the society, and to weaken the deen. So therefore, a Muslim must have concern for the education of the women. And the Muslim woman, she must have concern for her education, proper, sound, solid, profound education, and cultivation upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah, radiyallahu anhum. Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions now, and he says, فَعَلَى هَذَا, based upon this, فَوَاجِبُ الْمَرْأَةِ عَظِيمٌ وَاجِبُ الْمَرْأَةِ عَظِيمٌ فِي نُصْحِ أَخَوَاتِهَا وَدَعْوَتِهِنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَدَعْوَتِهِنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That the obligation of the woman is great with regards to advising her sisters, and with regards to calling them to Allah. فَوَاجِبُ الْمَرْأَةِ عَظِيمٌ فِي نُصْحِ أَخَوَاتِهَا وَدَعْوَتِهِنَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَتَحْذِيرِهِنَّ مِنَ الْفَاتِنِينَ وَالْمَفْتُونِينَ وَمِنَ الْفَاتِنَاتِ وَالْمَفْتُونَاتِ وَعَسَى أَنْ تَسُدَّ الْفَرَاغَ فِي هَذَا الْمَيْدَانِ. That, he said, rahimahullah, the obligation of the woman is great with regards to advising her sisters and calling them to Allah. And calling them to Allah, making the da'wah to Allah, calling the sisters, one another, calling them to Allah and advising them. Shaykh Mubir, he's mentioning, rahimahullah, this is a great obligation upon the woman. A great obligation upon the woman, and likewise to warn them. to warn them. It's upon a woman to learn this affair and to know this affair with proof and evidence and certainty in order to convey it to her sisters and to clarify for her sisters the correct deen and to call them to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Tawheed and to call them to the Sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the way of the Salaf As-Salih properly and correctly and clearly with wisdom and beautiful speech. Anyone to another, from the sister to the sister, and to warn them from those people who have been tried, and those people who are people of fitna, those who are causing and bringing about fitna, and doubts and shubuhats in the religion, and shahawat and desires that are impermissible. There are individuals, men and women, who are tried by these affairs, and there are others who are tried by them, and likewise they're causing them and they're calling to them. So Shaykh Mubi rahimahullah ta'ala, he's mentioning it's an obligation upon the woman to do this likewise, to advise her sisters and to call them to Allah and to warn them from these tried people, these people of fitna who are tried by shubuhat and shahawat, tried by doubts and misconceptions and innovations and misguidance in the deen of Allah and newly invented affairs, and to warn them from the sins and the actions of disobedience and the lusts that are impermissible, because there are people who are tried by them and there are people who are calling to them. And then he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, hopefully that the sister who establishes this, she will be a means to fill the gap with regards to this affair, to fill the gap in this field, and in the field of educating the Muslim woman and cultivating the Muslim woman. So therefore, it's very important for the woman to have concern with learning and educating herself and being diligent to seek knowledge. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, "Man yuridi Allahu bihi khayran yufaqihuhu fid din." That whoever Allah wants good for, He will grant him understanding in the religion. He will grant him understanding in the religion. And whether he is male or female, this is the case, to have understanding in the religion. Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, لَمْ يَكُنْ السَّلَفْ يُطْلِقُونَ إِسْمَ الْفِقْهِ إِلَّا عَلَى الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي يَسْحَبُهُ الْعَمَلِ. That the Salaf, the pious and the righteous predecessors, they did not used to use the word fiqh, like here in this narration. They did not used to use the word fiqh except to refer to the knowledge that is accompanied with action. So therefore, this is the case. And then after this, the Shaykh Mukbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he went on to further clarify some details about this affair, that the woman, although it's upon her to learn and upon her to call her sisters and to educate them and to warn them and to benefit them, she is not similar to the man in this affair. And this is just as our Lord, He has mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And the male is not like the female. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, clarifying along with that obligation to call and along with that obligation to benefit and to help and to aid the sisters in the path of learning and becoming upright and steadfast upon the straight path, they will not have classes, and they will not have lessons that will be broadcasted live with men and women gathered together, listening, sitting together in the same room, or even broadcasted live where her voice is reaching into the ends of the world and the men are listening along and the likes like this. Rather, she will have her own field and her own arena with her sisters, and she will call to Allah Azza wa Jalla in the manner that is legislated and pleasing to Allah, and the limits and the likes like this. And the Shaykh Mubi rahimahullah, he further clarified many details and benefits in this introduction, and the sisters who would like to refer to that and to benefit, they can find that in the work of Abdullah Wadi'iyya, Hafidhahullah ta'ala nasihati lil-nisa. My advice to the women. So therefore, seeing this affair, the obligation of the Muslim woman to learn and to gain an understanding and to be upright and steadfast upon the straight path until she is able to help her sisters and to call them and to benefit them and to direct them and to clarify for them and to remove doubts for them and to aid them and support them and warn them and advise them and the likes like this. This requires first and foremost for a sister to have knowledge, to strive, to learn. And this is one of the great fundamentals and foundations of a da'wah salafiyya, talibul ilmi shar'i, seeking legislative knowledge. And after that, one of the greatest principles of this blessed da'wah, al-amalu bihi وتطبيقه في الحياة, that one would apply that knowledge themselves, that one would apply that knowledge themselves in their life, inwardly and outwardly. And then in this manner, after this is established, she will be able to call and to help her sisters and to benefit them. To call and to help her sisters and to benefit with, and to benefit them. With this being said, we read some verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clarifying the virtue of knowledge and calling to Allah azza wa jal. Clarifying the virtue of knowledge and calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the methodology of the people of knowledge in their efforts in teaching, that before beginning a topic and delving into the details of a particular subject, they will begin by mentioning the virtues of that affair. They will begin by mentioning the virtues of that affair. Because if a person learns the virtues of something that he is seeking, he will be able to bear the burden and the hardships and the difficulties that he will face in order to obtain that affair. But if a person was unaware of the virtue of something, maybe he will seek after it, and then whenever he faces one small difficulty or hardship in the path of seeking that affair, he will give up and turn away, and he will not continue. And this is an error and a mistake. And this is a roadblock from shaitan for the students of knowledge. Knowledge, my noble sisters, is heavy. إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told his prophet that verily we are going to reveal to you a heavy statement. That verily we are going to reveal to you a heavy statement. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned about this verse, لَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ شَيْءٌ خَفِيفٌ, that there is nothing in this religion that is light. That there is nothing in this religion that is light. But the one who is sincere in seeking this knowledge, seeking it for the sake of Allah, and seeking it for the pleasure of Allah, in order to apply it, to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will facilitate for them. And Allah will make that burden become light for them. And He will make it a delight for them. And they will find the sweetness of knowledge. And then they will have a delight and a jannah in this life before the hereafter, learning and reading. Reading in the book of Allah and pondering, and reading in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and reflecting and learning and applying that in their life, in their night and in their day, in their home and in their masjid, and in public and in private. And likewise, reading in the statements of the scholars and the biographies of the Salaf al-Salih, and benefiting. There will be an agenda before the agenda of the hereafter. Agenda in their heart that is full of the delight of knowledge, beneficial knowledge and revelation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So therefore, this da'wah, and learning this da'wah, and applying this da'wah, and calling to this da'wah is very virtuous. Rather, it's the path to paradise. And it's the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. The path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, clarifying the virtue of this affair, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, and who has better speech? And who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah? And who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah and he works righteous deeds? And he says, verily, I am from those who submit and surrender. Verily, I am a Muslim. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech? Who is better in statement? This is a question. Meaning no one. No one is better. No one is better than the one. And no one is better in speech and in statement than the one who calls to Allah. And he works righteous deeds, and he says, verily, I am from the Muslims. Verily, I am one who has surrendered. So the statement, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا أَيْ لَا أَحَدْ. No one. No one is better. And no one is better. No one is better than the one who is calling to Allah. And he works righteous deeds, and he says, verily, I am from the Muslims. And verily, I am from those who submit. No one is better in speech, and in his methodology, in his path, in his way, in his situation. No one is better than this individual here, the one who is calling to Allah with sincerity, with purity of intention, and with solid and sound and firm, correct faith. And along with that, he is in the application of that himself. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he works righteous deeds. And he works righteous deeds. Calling to Allah. Calling to Allah. No one is better than this one. The one who calls to Allah. Meaning calling to his deen. Calling to his legislation. Calling to his path. Calling to his way. Calling to his tawheed and to his obedience and to submit and to surrender to him. The one who is calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling to al-Islam. Inna dina inda Allahi al-Islam. The verity, the religion with Allah, it is al-Islam. It is al-Islam. And this is a great virtue. Rather, this is the best path. And this is the path of the messengers and their followers truthfully. That they call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with knowledge and with insight. They call the ignorant people by teaching them and educating them. And they call the heedless people by reminding them and by warning them and by waking them up and admonishing them. And likewise, they refute the people of falsehood. And they clarify the evils found in their speech that they decorate and that they beautify. And the falsehood that they have covered with the speech, with the truth and the likes like this. This is the one. This is the one who he has the best statement and the best speech. And this is the one who has the high rank with Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore they call to Allah. The best of the people they call to Allah. And they call to his tawheed. And they call to his obedience. And to make the deen entirety for him alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the foundations and the fundamentals of da'wah. And calling to Allah. That the call is to Allah and not to oneself. And that the call is to Allah with sincerity and with ikhlas. And to the deen of Allah. And to the obedience of Allah. And to surrender and to submit to Allah. With humbleness and love. With hope and trust and fear. And reliance and sincere faith. And to comply to him in his obedience in all realms of life. And to clarify the beauty of this affair for the people. This is from calling to Allah. And likewise, warning from shirk. And everything that opposes it, tawheed. And everything that will bring deficiency to tawheed. From major shirk and minor shirk. And from innovations and misguidances. And warning likewise from sins and actions of disobedience and misguided lusts and desires, and clarifying the falsehood of that and the evils of that and how detestful it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and clarifying the foul outcome of sins and actions of disobedience. All of this is included here. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلٍ مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. The one who calls to Allah, he has the best speech, he has the best statement, he has the best methodology, he's up on the best path. The path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so no doubt, he has the best reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has encouraged the Ummah. And he has mentioned on the day of Khaybar, whenever he sent Ali radiallahu anhu to go to the people and to call them. And he sent him alone. And he said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Ali, he said, go, ala rislika, hatta tanzila bisahatihim. Go slowly. Go slowly, don't hasten until you get into their courtyards. ثُمَّ أُدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. And then call them to al-Islam. And then call them to al-Islam. Allahu Akbar. And then he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ. That the fact that Allah will guide by way of your hands, and he will guide somebody at your hands, is better for you than having the red camels. And the red camels in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the most valuable and precious and the best and most expensive wealth and property of the Arab. So that the fact that one person will be guided at the hand of an individual is better for him than having these precious affairs of the dunya and valuable and costly affairs of this life. Better than that is to guide one person. Better than that is to guide, is to be a means by the permission of Allah to guide one person. So no one is better. And the one who has the best speech, and the one who has the best methodology, and the one who has completed himself in the best manner, and according to the human perfection, is the one who learns the deen. And he learns the legislation. And he knows the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon clarity. And he knows the athar And the narrations of the companions and the tabi'een and the scholars of the hadith in this manner in detail. And he's upon clarity in his deen. And he applies that in his life. And he's upon a straight path. And he aids others. And he helps others. And he facilitates for others. And he advises and calls others. In this manner, a believer can reach high ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and likewise in the hereafter. So to summarize, calling to Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ الدَّعْوَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, meaning to call to Tawheed, and to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to His obedience, and to surrender and to submit to Him with humbleness and humility, to call to fulfilling the rites of Tawheed, and holding fast, and following exclusively and restrictedly the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and understanding the Quran and the Sunnah according to the understanding of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the likes. This is what the call to Allah is. Calling in this manner. And these people, they are the best. Those who call and those who apply. Those who call and those who apply. And they say, verily, I am from the Muslims. Meaning, I am from those who have submitted and surrendered. Meaning, I am from those who have submitted and surrendered in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Like this as well, another verse in the Book of Allah clarifying the virtue of calling to Allah, and that those who are truly followers of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are those who have knowledge and insight, and likewise call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He mentioned in His book, and He commanded His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to proclaim, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, say, and He say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذه سبيلي, this is my path. This is my path. This is my way. This is what I am upon. And this is what I call to. هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله, I call to Allah. This is the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling to Allah. Calling to Allah with sincerity and with ikhlas. Calling to Allah, hoping for the reward, believing in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Lord and the Creator and the Cherisher and the Sustainer of the heavens and the earth, the one who has authority and command over all things, the one whom nothing happens in His dominion except with His permission and knowledge and according to His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing that Allah, He has the perfect names and attributes, no deficiencies whatsoever. There's nothing similar or like Him whatsoever. Subhanallah. Glorified is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, above any deficiency. His life is perfect and His knowledge is perfect and His power and authority is perfect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not get tired or sleepy. To believe in Him and to call to Him. To believe in Him and to submit to Him and surrender to Him and to call to Him. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is my path. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He was ordered to say, this is my path. I call to Allah. I call to Allah, calling to His deen, and calling to His legislation and His obedience, calling to His tawheed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with sincerity. And there's an indication here of ikhlas. Adu'u ila Allah. I call to Allah, not to myself, and not to anybody else, and not to anything else, to Allah alone. I call to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarifies, mentioning ala basira. I call to Allah. How is that call? Ala basira. Upon insight. Upon insight. Ay ala nurin wa ilm wa yaqeen bil adillati wal barahin. Meaning that He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He calls to Allah with knowledge and with light and with evidence and proof, with guidance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He received guidance from Allah azza wa jal. He was sent with guidance in the religion of truth. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He was sent with, and that which He came with, beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Beneficial knowledge and light and guidance from the revelation and the manner of applying that and living by that and abiding by that in application and in deed, in creed and in application and in deed. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He was upon, and this is what He called to. And He called with insight. And this is the greatest favor. This is the greatest favor upon the people. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent revelation. And that He has revealed revelation subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of the revelation is the revelation of the Quran, and likewise the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned the favor upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this affair, the affair of knowledge, that Allah, He favored him with knowledge and He blessed him with knowledge, and that at one time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not have knowledge of the details of the legislation and details of the creed and the belief, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him with knowledge and taught him the knowledge and the application until he now calls to Allah upon basira. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did Allah not find you? Did He not find you as an orphan and He gave you refuge? And He gave you refuge, speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. And He found you ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Then He found you ضَالًا, and then He guided you. The people of knowledge, they mentioned the word ضَال here. It means He did not know the details of the legislation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught the Prophet, and this was a favor from Allah for him. That at one time the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had no knowledge of the details of the legislation, and then Allah guided him. And this is the light of basira and insight, the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned with regards to this, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَن نَّشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah, He says, the meaning of which is, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. And like this, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a ruh, yani a mercy and a revelation from our command, yani a revelation and a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, and you did not know before the book, nor sincere faith, yani al-Iman, any the details of that, but we have made it a light and we guide by it whom we will from our slaves. And verily you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you guide to a straight path. So this is the issue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَسِيرًا. Yani according to guidance and according to revelation that is revealed, according to the Quran and to the Sunnah, that which is revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, He mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ana wa man ittaba'ani. Ana wa man ittaba'ani. Me and those who follow me. And this is the issue here for da'wah. That this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He calls to Allah upon insight, upon knowledge, according to the revelation and the legislation, according to that which was revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Quran and from the Sunnah, upon light, upon insight, him and those who follow him. Him and those who follow him. And then Allah, He says, wa subhanallah, and glorified is Allah, and glorified is Allah upon any deficiency or defect, glorified is Allah upon any weakness, and glorified is Allah upon having any one resembling him whatsoever, or being like him and in any form, or having a peer or a rival. Subhanallah. No one is equal to him in his lordship, nor in his beautiful names and attributes. And likewise, no one is equal to him in his right to be worshipped alone. He is alone in these affairs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Wa subhanallahi wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. And I am not from the pagans and the polytheists. So we see here the issues of calling to Allah Azza wa Jal begins with ikhlas and begins with sincerity. And it has to be based upon knowledge and insight, knowledge of the revelation, that which has come in the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow him truthfully. And they glorify Allah Azza wa Jal and free him from any defect, and free him from having any peer or anything like him, or any comparison to him whatsoever, or that there will be anyone worshipped along with him, or worthy of worship along with him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala wa subhanallah. And likewise, from the foundations of the da'wah is to free oneself from shirk and its people. Wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. And I am not from the pagans and the polytheists, to be free from shirk and its people. So therefore the da'wah, it is established upon this affair, the call to tawheed, to the oneness of Allah, and to the worship of Allah alone, and to believe in Him, in His Lordship, in His rububiyyah, and to believe in Him, in His beautiful names and attributes of perfection, and to single Him out alone in worship, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to free oneself entirely from shirk, and the people of shirk, and the avenues of shirk, and also after that, innovation and misguidance, and actions of disobedience, and calling to the actualization of a tawheed and fulfilling the rights of a tawheed. And this is the path of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we see that this is a great virtue and a great way to be from those who have learned, and to be from those who know their Lord with proofs and evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah, and from looking and pondering over the creation around them. And they know their Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from his seerah and his biography, and from that which has come in the authentic narrations with regards to him and his way and his path sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what he was upon, from worship and obedience, and from tawheed, and from ikhlas, and from calling to Allah azza wa jal with knowledge and wisdom and patience and forbearance and beautiful speech sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and knowing the legislation and the halal and the haram, having knowledge of these affairs, and then working with others to help them in this manner, one can be successful in this life, to have knowledge and application, and to aid and to help others. And this is the affair that has been mentioned in Surah Al-Asr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wal Asri, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. Allah, He swore by the time that verily the human being is in loss. Is in loss, he's a loser. He's engulfed in loss. Lafi Khusr. Illa ladina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasaw bil haq wa tawasaw bil sabr. Except for those, an exception from those who are losers, and those who are on a foul and a bad path, and those who have lost their own souls. The exception are those who have gathered these four affairs, the means for success, that they have knowledge and sincere faith, and the application of that knowledge with righteous actions, inwardly and outwardly, and in public and in private, and they advise and they cooperate together with one another, and joining the truth, and forbidding the evil, and they are patient upon that. They're patient upon that, patient upon seeking knowledge, and learning and reviewing knowledge, and patient upon applying that knowledge and working by way of that knowledge, and patient upon teaching that knowledge and conveying that knowledge and advising one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are patient upon these affairs until the angel comes for them. And this is the means for success, and this is a good path. And there are so many blessings and benefits that come from calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an individual personally, and likewise for the society and the community. And the benefits that come about from this affair are tremendous, and they are great. Insha'Allah, in the classes to come, we will discuss the details of the fundamentals of calling to Allah, the foundations of that, and from that, the definitions of the title, Usul, Da'wah ila Allah, any of the definitions linguistically and legislatively of usul, and likewise the da'wah, and the proper understanding of the da'wah, and also the specific qualities and traits of the da'wah, and the means of calling, and the stages of calling, and to be able to differentiate between the people when it's calling, and likewise the manners of the caller, and the etiquettes of the caller, and the conduct of the caller, and so on and so forth, from the affairs that will be discussed, insha'Allah, in these classes to come. And today's class is just an introduction and a reminder of the virtue of this affair, and the greatness of this affair, and the obligation of this affair, and the right upon the woman with regards to this, that she has to be concerned, and she has to be diligent to learn and to rectify herself, and to cultivate herself upon the straight path, upon obedience to Allah, first and foremost, with beneficial knowledge taken from the proper sources in the proper manner, and this requires diligence and effort and ikhlas and sincerity and truthfulness with Allah and sincere faith, learning for His sake alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then learning likewise in order to apply the knowledge and to use it as a light to see and to move properly upon the straight path, upon insight, and to worship Allah upon clarity, and to fulfill the obligations of the Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the obligations of the Rabb, Rabb al-Azim, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to fulfill His rights, and to worship Him truthfully and sincerely and correctly, according to a manner that He's pleased with and legislated, and then after that to help others, to help your sisters. This is an amazing affair, and it's very pleasing, and it's something that makes one happy to see that the sisters, they are embarking upon this affair, and that they are working together and cooperating upon this affair and interested in this affair. And this is from the favor of Allah and the blessing of Allah that a person, male or female, will be interested in learning and will have a desire to learn, and they'll have raghba, and they'll have a desire in their heart to learn and to apply and to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to be sincere. This is a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are thankful, and to increase us in beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, and to make us a light for our families and for our communities, and to grant us beneficial knowledge, and to make that knowledge a proof for us and not against us, and to use us as long as we're alive in His obedience and in the aid and support of His religion, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.